Oh, hello! It's Magic Ossi! And I am back to chat with you about my life experience, how I'm seeing it, how I redesign myself, how I self-transformed, how I see life, and how I'm playing the what I'm calling the game of life. So today I am coming again to you with the subject of cannabis. So I've done already an episode about cannabis and my relationship with it. So I invite you to go listen to it if you're interested in the subject or feel called by just listening to me chatting about myself. I'm very entertaining myself. So I hope you're having a laugh. Like, really, I made those podcasts and I'm like, this is so interesting what I'm talking about, but it's just very... like, I'm laughing too. It's just nice to allow myself at the moment where I'm doing the podcast, like I'm recording myself, to let myself just be and trust in the perfect time space that's going to take the chat I'm actually starting to have, and allow myself to just channel what's coming through. Because it just feels a call, like I don't have specific timings to... record the podcast, neither do I have specific space timings to release them. I'm kind of trying to do the weekly thing, but I am not pressuring myself to do my passions. That wouldn't be passions anymore. And I trust the flow, and I know sometimes the energies are just really calling for communicating. So that might be one of these moments at the moment I'm actually recording this podcast. I'm just letting myself be guided by the communicative flow. So I'm coming again to you about cannabis. Because it's... Now I am communicating publicly about it. It's a subject that's been with me for a while. And I never... I do not know why, and I don't want to dwell in the stories of the why, because at every period I would have a different answer, I think. So that would be just too dispersing in infinity of answers, trying to remember myself from before. You know, like, we don't need to go back in every story to trying to understand. We just have to understand the general idea that... So it was about cannabis. I dispersed myself again. So it's nice, because in these moments where I observe myself and I observe that I got dispersed and I lost track of the thread of the chat, or wherever I was going with my story to come back to the chat. You know, we're weaving with ideas, but we always go threading the same path. And so in these moments where I observe dispersion, and I'm actually going to do it now, I invite you to do it too. Put your 2 feet on the ground. Well, if you're laying down, you're still laying down. Huh? But if you have the possibility, just put your feet down, both of them. Uncross your legs. Or maybe, like, you know, feel uncross your hips if you're laying down. And just take a moment to just breathe. So just breathe. We're breathing in. I really feel like my sitting bones getting heavier and heavier, and it's like my spine and my body are coming into a new space, a new alignment. I feel my shoulders are heavier, and it feels very nice, and it stretches a little tension I feel now in my neck. So I just allow myself to come back here and now and to recenter. And connecting with our breath is extraordinary, extraordinary. And that's why it's very interesting, the smoking. So here I'm talking about any kind of smoking, this act of bringing air and smoke inside our mouth. All habits around that and all tools that allow us to do that, it's very interesting to observe the movement here. Like bringing a new air, a smoke. So it's not the regular air, it's smoke. It's like a movie. We're inhaling a movie made of smoke. and different vibrations coming from the product we're consuming, if you understand what I mean, I'm trying to say. Like we import some data inside our body. I like saying it this way, so much simpler with data. So with this machine, and there is new data coming in, and this new data is produced by the interaction and the communication you're having with the tool, the toy, the thing, the product you're consuming now. So this product is injecting a data inside of you. How are you receiving it? Are you the one saying yes to this new injection? Many things to observe here. So I see smoke and the smoking as this. So I inject myself the cannabis data when I'm smoking cannabis. I was saying that I stopped some many, many, many generations of my own self ago. smoking tobacco with cannabis. Sometimes it comes to me and I'm just curious, and depending on the person, I might have a few talks. But it's such a strange feeling to put the data of tobacco again in my body. I'm very vulnerable to it because I don't have it. Like, it's not a regular thing I'm doing, that I receive it very strongly and very, I don't know, it doesn't feel good. So it's good I remind myself sometime and I just say no. So cannabis and every change of habits is the same. It's very interesting to observe the flow, because one day you're like, okay, I want to stop cannabis. And so you observe in which ways, like you have to really create this communication with yourself on the subject of cannabis to really understand what you want here. Because I want to stop cannabis, or I am stopping cannabis, is extremely closing. It's like a very strong little tiny box. I'm like, what's outside the box? And what? Why am I doing that? What am I trying to fulfill in my life? What am I trying to change? Which new experiment and new experience am I wishing on here? You know, let's talk expectations and desires. Like, why do I want to do that? Not that we're finding excuses. We're just taking this moment to be honest and ask ourselves, so why am I doing that? And also observe that if it feels like the first time or not, like if you observe yourself, you have stopped before. You know, it's always a work in progress. But we put so much weight on ourself and so much like awful thoughts about the fact that we cycle in and out sometimes. I stopped smoking for this amount of time and now I'm smoking again. Oh, and the guilt comes and the judgment and the anger and woo! Let's open the window to the winds of tensions and shadows. So no, why don't we just accept cycles, but not accepting them to hide ourselves from what's really happening with ourselves. No, to just allow ourselves to really go deeper in every experience we're doing and appreciating it for what it is, and knowing that to find our center, we may have to explore different extremes, different possibilities. When I say extremes, like it's not the center, it's at different opposites. And learn from that, because it's all about communicating with ourselves. Every tool we are playing with, so every toy we're playing with, which could translate as every tool we're using, you know, the use of our tool is showing us so much about how we interact with our own self, because everything is an interaction. It's just my physical way of interacting with objects is connected to a mental way of connecting with them, its own mental story. And also, there is a connection with an emotional and energetic thing. You know, when I stretch my hand to grab my bottle of water to drink water, it's because I'm feeling it. And everything I'm doing, it's a body moving, you know. It has to go with the physical sensation. I'm actually, I was just doing that. I was seeing my hand and the water. And I'm like, okay, let's drink. So if you have water close to you, which I really advise you to do that, have water close to you, by all means, drink a sip with me. Cheers. So I'm chatting with my friend today, who is in a cycle of going into the cycle where you separate from the use of cannabis for what it feels, what you want, a longer time than before. You know, you want to go deeper. So you're making a big leap and you're diving very profound in yourself with that, because you get out of your comfort zone, obviously, and you know it from the beginning. So you know you have to be strong in your discipline and keep going, you know, having faith in yourself to make this decision. So anyway, all of that is happening. And so he's in his jump, you know, is the jump phase. And it's very interesting. It's completely like a full moon. a full moon opposition, like this yin-yang extreme opposition. I am exactly at the opposite of him, because it seems that cannabis is, I don't know, there is a call, and I'm in the phase when I jump with faith into a journey with cannabis, which I haven't done for some time. So I'm coming out of the phases coming in, and I'm coming in the phases coming out. It's just we're living it in complete unique ways. And as you know, it's our choice to think and see life and create our reality, because our intelligence, our mentality creates our stories. And we're so attached to our mentality and our stories, better having them in control and having them, you know, flow and be open to our adaptation, to our expansion. There is a podcast about mental expansion too, if you're interested in this subject. More. If you want to dive deeper into the realms of your mentality. So yeah, it was very interesting to have this chat with him, because everything, it was very interesting to observe a part of me that is no longer me, but I still have the memory of it. I've had this experience. And in the way that he's thinking it, you know, we're all learning at our own timing and our own pace, and we have different experiences at different times, different teachings, different times. And it seems that I've enlightened this path already on that. It's very interesting to observe our opposition, because it's making me going in more depth in the observation of my new journey starting, to record myself, to be aware of what's happening and remember it. I want to navigate safely this journey. So I check myself. It's important, everything we're doing, to check ourselves with. I see a journey, I drink a cup of herbs, I'm doing a journey with all the herbs inside. I drink a cup of coffee, I'm doing a journey with the coffee. Like really every data I put inside, I pick up my tarot card, I know it's going to be a journey as well today, because poof, I saw it. It's imprinted somewhere, it's being processed. So in the morning, I stimulate myself a lot. And then all day I'm like processing, processing, processing. Well, I'm gentle, and It's all without pressure, you know, it's all a game. So really detach from your toys and tools and your habits, being mental, physical, emotional, the way you call them, just habits. It's, everything is connected with each other. But the things you do, how your body moves, how your body thinks, really become your own witness, because it's very interesting. And check on yourself to not be a harsh, dictating ruler directing you with strict rules and feeling very oppressive and like it's persecuting you. So this, just no. Just say no, thank you. We try something new. But thank you. Thank you for your voice. Can we speak in a different way? So yeah, because cannabis for me, there is also something with communication, and I'm now communicating about it anyway. But the way we communicate has to do with the way we mentalize, because our reaction, you know, we have the stimuli, it goes up to our brain and then it comes out as a response. That's what I learned at school, and I think that's what we all learn at school. So it's coming in, it's processed, it's coming out. So our reactions are being filtered through ourselves. Okay, so it may be possible to change the mechanics of the machine. That's what I call mind mechanics. So we start by observing how it works. You know, you're in front of a machine, you don't know how it works. Typically, you have something at home electronic and it stopped working and you're like, I'm going to watch videos on YouTube and I'm going to fix it myself. And you come into this new world of perfect, effective interaction to create a magnificent whole. So we are that too. And as we can upgrade my speaker into a new version of itself, because more details, because more knowledge, so the technology evolves, I can do the same with myself. But the thing is, I am the thing, I am my speaker, and I am the mechanics that did it. Well, the mechanics, mind mechanics. So that's what we do. So I really like when we stop a habit. So now I'm talking about habits, not only cannabis, but you know, cannabis is just one materialization of a habit, a way of communicating and interacting with ourselves or with other people, because they often reflect on something social as well. And again, there is no wrong or bad or right or good or better or worse. It's just the experience of now, and everyone that is experiencing the release of a dependent relationship with cannabis. Like you could have a dependent relationship with a friend or with coffee or I don't know what, of thinking you're not worth it. That's a dependence too, on thinking. So if you have, yeah, if you feel yourself in this dependence or you're getting out of it, please just don't put any weight on yourself by thinking this was wrong, this is wrong, it's not right. You've been doing that wrong, like, you know, this mental dispersion into what's not going right, what's not accepted. Just observe it as a witness and just be happy to be aware of your own self in evolution, like you're looking at yourself while you're being yourself. It's very transcendental. It's very awesome. So I'm just starting to learn about this word transcendental, so I might use it more and more and see how it feels like to use it. That's how I learn all those words in spirituality, for example, and energy and work and all of that. I learn the words by really feeling them and understanding, because I feel in this area a lot of words are being used and I really feel it's all the same. So it's getting me very confused to find, you know, to describe what I'm doing, because there's so many stories to explain one thing, because everyone has their own explanation, because everyone is a unique being expressing itself and it's beautiful. But what I'm interested about is the mechanics of it all and the root, and also how we can create our own story. And that's why we're all creating new names and words and stuff, because we're playing. because we're playing, and we're many playing, no matter the specialty we all choose. We choose to follow our passion because it's inside of us. What we're doing is really inside of us. After the way we're doing it, that's our choice, and also life. The situations of life and our choice how to react to them. So it's beautiful when we change habit. We really have this space time to observe really how we are handling the change. But change, we chose to, you know, we master of the change because we decided to stop something. And you start creating and really going into the transition and not being stuck into the I'm trying to, or I'm going in the transition, I want the transition, like just talking about it but not really integrating it in your physicality and really leaving it full on without the head resisting. That's when you really experience a turn. It's when you straight away, you connect with your thoughts and you tell them, okay, so we decide to physically stop doing this habit. What do we decide in our head to guide us into transition? Because the body is going to close a door of relationship with a tool, you know, so it's going to separate. There's some separation here, physical. And in the memory and many things, it's a separation, but in the head, it's not a separation because we can connect with cannabis whenever we want. We can connect with a habit just thinking about it. That's a connection. We don't need the physicality for it. So it's not a separation. It's about going forward and experiencing something new. So it's important to create the affirmative story that guides you through the journey of this change that you seem to really want for yourself. So go for it. Jump in, but with support, you know. You need to create your balance. Your physical body is going to be all shaken, while the mental body, the higher body, so the lower body and the higher body, to equilibrate and create the balance, has to be all still and calm and focused. It really helps to slow down, and I see toot, 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 toot. Yay. Balance is about grounding. And we ground deeper when our mental is light. Because it's magic. Well, I wish you a beautiful journey with your own self. I love you. And chat next time. Ciao, bye.